Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening to all my blessed beloveds out there. Welcome to the Humpity Hump Day, Wednesday, my favorite day of the week, where I get to share and explore life and mind, body, and soul with an international audience. And it's my joy to bring different topics to you to help inspire and grow and learn together. It's just a beautiful life. And as you know, tomorrow in America, it is Thanksgiving. That is the day that we put aside our differences and hug each other and have a little bit more gratitude towards each other. And I can just say that I'm grateful every moment of my day for so many beautiful things. And this is one of the things that I am mostly grateful for, aside from my fantastic daughter who is just keeps me going. She's an amazing kid. So remember to count your blessings, and as I say every week, make sure you write down everything that you're grateful for, because that list grows and grows and grows, and it's wonderful, wonderful life that we live, and I get to share mine with you, so very cool. Today we have Deb Heineman on, and I probably botched her last name. She'll forgive me, I'm sure. She's the founder of Zen Mommies, and as you can hear, my radio is going off, and she does a lot of weight loss and healing of mind, body, and soul as well, and I just thought she was perfect for today, since tomorrow is the day that we tend to eat tons and tons of food and then feel guilty on Friday when we can barely roll out of our bed. Amy is not joining us today. She is now officially a grandmama. Very excited to meet Mr. Tanner. Have not had a chance to do that yet, but he has finally arrived, and by all the pictures on Facebook, he is a handsome devil. So super excited to share that moment with Amy. I know she's crazy baking and being Grammy. Very cool stuff. So blessings to her and her family for a very amazing Thanksgiving. If you want to call in and talk to Deb, she has lots of secrets on this journey of weight loss and mind, body, and soul healing. Feel free. We're here. I'm here anyway. 347-205-9443. And next week, we have Rebecca Norrington of Reality Spirituality coming on, and that's going to be a lot of fun as well. So lining them up, getting them out. We're doing it. And so, Deb, are you there?
I am here.
Hi. Good afternoon. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for having me on the show today.
Oh, absolutely. You have an intriguing line of work that you do, and I just was tickled pink to have you on. So I know more about you, but tell the international audience who you are and what you do and what makes you tick.
Oh, super. Well, I created Zen Mommies a few years ago after, gosh, you know, maybe I'll back up even what led up to that. You know, I had gone on after getting my bachelor's degree in business. I had gone on and got my master's degree in counseling because I wanted to be a career counselor and help people with their find their passion and their career in their life. And I did that for about 20 years. But what was going on with me personally throughout all that time was just having a lot of stress and always feeling very heavy, very stressed, and trying to just find ways to find more happiness and joy in my life. And I actually ended up going through a divorce, was a single mom for a while, until I met my recent husband, Dan, who is just absolutely spiritual and wonderful. And I had one child with my first marriage and then two with my recent husband, Dan. And I was all into the throes of the mommy thing again. And so it just kind of, I took a break from the career counseling work. And then I decided, you know what, I want to really work with moms and to help them with their stress. And so I did that. I started out doing that for a while. And then it just hit me that I think it was, it was this summer that I went to my 30-year high school reunion, and I saw pictures of myself. I'm like, wow, you know, I don't remember myself being as heavy as I looked in those pictures. And then I really made that commitment to myself that, you know what, it's time to stop playing around here. You know, I'm starting to feel the physical aches and pains of being heavy. I just really want to start releasing the weight. And once I made that commitment to myself, Spirit started speaking through me and said, you know what, you got to help these moms with their weight release as well. And what I really discovered was that stress and weight release are so intimately connected. It's like you have to release the energetic, emotional, mental, spiritual weight in order to fully release the physical weight, because otherwise we're just going up and down and yo-yoing and not making it a lifestyle. We make it a diet.
Right. So talk to me a little bit about Zen Mommies. What was your inspiration aside from your own realization of self? Why Zen Mommies?
Well, I think a large part of this is helping individuals become very present with themselves physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually. And there's so much talk about this ascension process. And so which really to me is releasing all the baggage, all the junk that we no longer need in our lives so that we can actually energetically and physically become lighter and more joyous. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, I've always been a helper, even as a career counselor. It's always been my passion is to help other people on their journey here on Earth. And so it's evolved now into helping them with releasing the weight. You know, what 60-70% of Americans are dealing with overweight issues. And it's Thanksgiving tomorrow, we got the huge binge day coming up.
And God, so it's a total binge day.
It's a huge issue for people. So not only am I feeling called to do this for myself, but I also want to help other people experience that joy and lightness in their life.
Very cool. Now, a friend of mine said that there is no science between being healthy. There's no science about it. He was teasing me yesterday. He goes, you go to the gym and run on the treadmill for 20 minutes every day, and you eat proper food. You don't eat junk food. There is no science behind this. But you've come up with a science, and it's about being present and conscious physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. So do you want to talk a little bit about that?
Absolutely. You know, because one thing I do want to say is that you've got the physical aspect of it, and that's very important, and you can eat all the right foods and you can be exercising, but you can still not be losing the weight. And actually,
exactly.
I don't even like using that word losing weight, because I don't want to lose it for it to come back. I want to release it and let it be gone forever. You know, so I like to use that word release. And so we talk about that energetic weight and becoming real present with it. So not only do we want to become very present physically, what we put in our mouth and what we're and the exercise we're doing, but we want to become very present emotionally, mentally, and spiritually. And let me talk a little bit more about each of those. So physically, yes, you want to be, you know, you don't want to be one of those unconscious eaters. Like tomorrow, you know, most people are just going to be eating whatever is there on the table for Thanksgiving. And unfortunately, a lot of us will come home from work and just unconsciously eat until we feel some sort of satisfaction. And so committing to that exercise. And then also part of that is paying attention to what our bodies are telling us, because I'm a strong believer that our bodies talk to us. So if your knee is hurting or your stomach is hurting, your body's trying to tell you something. And I'll give you an example of this. I was going in the car, and I was going with my husband. We were going to one of his workshops that he was facilitating. And all of a sudden, I got all these stomach cramps that were kind of weird for me. I'm like, what is going on? So I tapped into it intuitively. And then what I saw was this image of a birthday cake come up with the candles and everything, and then the words came across, do not eat the cake. And so I had already been starting on my weight release plan. I'm like, okay, yeah, I know I'm not supposed to be eating cake. You know, that's great. But then when we got to, well, and actually once I saw the image and I got the message, the cramps went away. So my, you know, my body knew I got the message, okay. So the very next day, the people who were attending the workshop surprised my husband with a belated birthday cake with the candles and everything. And I'm like, oh, my body knew this birthday cake was coming and to warn me, don't eat it. Don't even start eating it. So it's like, thank you, body, for pre-warning me and preparing me not, to stay away from that cake.
Right.
So, that,
so I know.
Go ahead.
On two personal aspects, I have two questions. First, I know that the mind, body, emotional piece is huge. I know when I finally left my ex-husband, within a month, I dropped 42 pounds.
Wow.
And it wasn't because I wasn't eating. It just was all of this emotional stuff. And it's very strange. And as I have friends that have gone through divorces and so forth, they too have lost a considerable, they've shed a considerable amount of weight. And it's not, again, purposeful. It's just melts off this emotional stuff. Can you kind of talk about that a little bit?
Oh, absolutely. The emotional piece is huge. I've heard statistics say that like 85% of us overeat because of emotional needs not being met, or we're overstressed,
right,
or things like that. And where most diets today don't address that emotional piece to it. And so everything is a trigger for us. And what happens is that when we experience stress from an energetic perspective, we get all these blockages in our auras and our chakras and our energy flows, and these could be from being in bad relationships, past traumas, past lives, everyday stress, just anything at all that's going on with us. And if we're not clearing this clutter out of our energetic being, it's going to result in more the physical weight. So in the situation with you and your husband where you released your husband, you released his energy and his, you know, and everything that was kind of associated with that. And so I've seen this time and time again where you release someone real negative in your life and boom, all of a sudden the weight starts to drop because it keeps you stuck there. And so the other thing I want to mention with emotional is food is a trigger. So you have to be very conscious of what this food is saying to you. So I've often heard from women that chocolate equals love. And I say, no, chocolate doesn't equal love. You might love it, but it doesn't love you back. It just makes you fat. It's not good for you. So it's kind of like we have to disconnect these emotions that we have placed on different food items. We're all addicted or crave different things in our lives. And so we just have to pay attention to what is the emotion that's coming up for you. If you're craving something or if you're trying not to eat something, what might be coming up for you? Because those are all signs that these are emotions that need to be released.
Well, and I would argue that a little bit. I'm a celiac, and so I want your perspective. This is kind of the second part of my question. There's so much that we are unable to have as is. And if I have gluten-free chocolate cake, I'm going to have gluten-free chocolate cake. I don't see, you know, completely banning things as, I mean, obviously with my disease, I have to ban certain things, but I guess what I'm trying to get at is how do you distinguish having balance and the emotional eating? Because those are two different things for people. A lot of people will go, you know, absolutely no French fries, absolutely no chocolate. And I think that's depriving yourself and actually putting a negative emotional trigger on these things.
Right.
So how do you find that balance? Because they're not bad things. It's how you consume them, in my mind.
Right. Well, it depends how addicted you are to certain things. I mean, the way, for me, when it comes to cakes and cookies, I'm like an alcoholic with alcohol. I cannot, and people are like this with potato chips or chocolate or whatever. If you are really addicted to something, then you're better off not eating at all. not even eating at all. And through my energy work, I can actually help clear those addictions and those cravings so that you feel more neutral about the food. And so then when you feel more neutral about it, you can make healthier choices, and you may not binge on them like you normally would.
Right.
And so I want to help people get to a point where they can be more balanced with what they're doing. And if you feel like, you know what, a cookie is just a cookie and I could eat one and I can walk away from the bag, great. Okay, then, you know, you're ready to have that balance. But if, you know, you keep eating that whole bag, then that's an issue.
Right, and that's where you would look at the emotional triggers going, okay, what is this bag fulfilling? That, you know, what am I missing in my life and not being fulfilled that I have to eat an entire bag of cookies?
Exactly. Exactly.
So, everyone out there, give us a call because Deb's here and live, and I'm so excited about having this conversation, especially right before Thanksgiving, because that can be a contentious time with some of our friends and family, and sometimes we eat a little bit more just so that we don't say what we really want to say because we're trying to be polite and keep the peace. Had those moments. So give us a call. The number here is 347-205-9443. So talk to me a little bit about clearing. What do you mean by clearing?
Yeah, what I've been shown by my guides is that when we experience stress, it leads to like an energetic buildup in our energy systems. Mm-hmm. And if we need to do things to nurture ourselves, to clear that out. And it could be through energy work, but it also could be by taking a walk, doing yoga, getting enough sleep, you know, doing whatever you need to do to keep the energies flowing well. And so when I go in as an energy healer, what I'm doing is clearing anything that's stuck in your energy system, whether it's a past life or present life. And it's almost like I'm pulling out all the roots of whatever is creating this imbalance for yourself, so that when I clear it out, you'll get to experience this today because I'm going to do some energy healing for the entire group, is that sometimes people will actually feel things being pulled out of them, or they might feel tinglies or, you know, different energy sensations. So that's what I'm doing. I'm pulling out the things that don't belong there anymore that you want to release, and then refilling that with a lot of positive energy, healing energy.
Very cool. So just to help break it down for those of us who, you know, are new to this whole concept of energy healing, yours is strictly for weight-related?
It's
release, or is it just,
it's
release
stress.
Period.
There's a real connection between the stress and the weight release. And so I'm helping people clear out what is stressing them currently, what has stressed them in the past, anything that's kind of lingering, anything that's triggering them. And if you find that, you know, you're getting real emotional about something, that might be a sign that's, you know, it's not just what you're dealing with now. It could be some many past things that have led up to this that need to be released. It could be beliefs. We didn't talk about that at all, but the mental beliefs that we have or the stories that we're telling us, like, oh, you know, I'm being heavy all runs in my family, you know, I can never lose the weight, or I have to starve myself to lose, or it's in my genes, or, you know, whatever we're telling ourselves, that can block us from releasing the weight. And then also, spiritually too, tapping into what are your guides telling you? What is your higher self or your soul or whatever you want to call it? And paying attention to the new ideas that drop in once you start becoming very conscious of that.
That's actually very important. I want people to hear. My biggest thing is changing the way you think and speak to yourself. And I have this beautiful blue racket that's glittery and totally diva'd out, and it has no on one side, and it says hell no on the other side. So whenever those negative thoughts come, I get to choose hell no, or I get to choose nay, not today.
Right.
Depending on, you know, how emotional, how much emotional backing is behind that particular situation. So let's talk a little bit about, because I know you focus on weight, but this is a great correlation between just releasing the negative thoughts in general. Talk to us a little bit about that.
Yeah, it's so important because anything negative that you keep telling yourself, it's just going to lead to more negative. And so sometimes people just have a hard time seeing that or releasing that or don't know how. And so I do stress release sessions as well, so I can help individuals just in general with everything that they're dealing with in their lives to help clear out any negative emotions, negative thoughts, and so they can start feeling lighter, at least emotionally and mentally, and more stress-free. You're always going to have stress, but it's just a matter. You're able to deal with it a lot better.
Absolutely, and you know, and tomorrow is a great example of some of the situations in a group setting where, you know, one cousin and one uncle have stuff and stress between them, and then somebody just eats. And I've seen it time and time again in various situations where people, instead of saying what they want to say, they become very emotional and just stuff their mouth because, you know, I grew up in the South. If you can't say anything nice, you don't say anything at all.
Right. Well, exactly. Think about what that means. You're stuffing your mouth, so so you're quiet, so you don't say anything. So, you know, you got to read between the lines sometimes. When, as an energy healer, I say, okay, so what else is it that you're stuffing down and that you're not able to communicate? Well, you probably have a lot of energy blockages in your throat chakra that need to be cleared out.
So, give us some other tools and tips for, you know, those situations.
Oh, so like when you're in a big eating
in a situation where you're just trying to keep your mouth shut.
Grab a celery stick.
Good answer.
I think part of this process, and you know, I work with people individually, I work with them in groups, and it's not like a one-time fix where, you know, you do one session and that's it, because people are like layers of an onion. You clear out one layer and the more things bubble up to the surface, until we get to a much deeper clearing. But so initially when you're dealing with those situations, it's just paying attention to those emotions that are coming up for you and say, well, am I wanting to stuff this piece of cake in my mouth because, you know, I don't want to say something or I'm getting upset, or just kind of start really just being conscious with why you're eating what you're eating. You know, do you even really want that? You know, and then if you do feel like you have to grab for something that's a little bit lower calorie.
Right. So talk to us a little bit about, you know, a little bit more in depth between, I don't like the word diet. You make changes in your life, and I think diet has a negative connotation, especially when you're standing in the grocery aisle and everywhere you turn, there's these 5-minute miracles and pills and how there's a lot of negative in our environment about how you're not good enough, you need to fix it and make it better, and the word diet has become attached to that media inundation.
Exactly.
So talk to us about diet versus lifestyle change, because I'm more of a lifestyle change girl.
Yeah. You know, people, especially this time of year, I keep hearing, oh, I'll start my diet the first of the year. I'll start my diet in the holidays. Well, diet to me means you're going to do something radical, that you're going to eliminate everything bad all at one time. You're going to go on very low calories. You're going to do everything you can to lose the weight. And most people can do that for a little while, but then all the triggers and all the things around the food that you used to love eating start coming up, or you get in a fight with somebody or have a bad day at work and you grab for that box of Ho-Hos or whatever it is that you want and to make you feel better. And so diets are not good for any kind of long-term results, at least that kind of mentality. You know, for myself, I used to do these weight loss challenges, and I do great. I lose a lot of weight. But as soon as the weight loss challenge was over, I'd be like, yay, I get to eat whatever I want. And then I, you know, pig out, put on a lot of weight back on until the next weight release session started. And that is just so unhealthy for your body to be, you know, you're eating healthy, and then all of a sudden, boom, you're eating all the sugar and fat, and your body's freaking out. Then you go back on the diet. It's just so not good for you.
And well, then, I think that's because we have built this fantasy, and again, you see it everywhere you go. You turn on the radio, and there's these magic pills that'll burn off the fat in 10 minutes, and, yeah. you know, crazy soup diets and whatever.
Mm.
But all of this sets you up for is deprivation. You're depriving yourself.
Exactly.
It's not a real, it's an imaginary short-term thing, and then you end up feeling guilty because you gain the weight, because you go back on your normal regimen.
Right.
So you end up eating. So it's horrible.
So you have to look at this. This is a lifestyle change. I'm committing
right.
to being healthy and to happy, and maybe it's gradually reducing the calories, gradually eliminating the things that you're addicted to, getting the energetic support, clearing out all the energetic baggage that kind of goes along with that. And it's a process. You know, for myself, I'm losing, you know, maybe quarter pound, half a pound a week. But then I don't, with doing it on myself, it's like I don't have these cravings for the cakes and the cookies. It's like it's gone, and I can make healthier choices. And when I do clearings on something else, like, for example, I cleared out eating fried foods because I knew that was another thing I kept eating too much of. So once I did that, ideas started dropping in, like what I could eat instead of that.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's just really cool how this process works. And then I don't have to think about it. I don't really have to count calories. I don't have to worry about it all the time, what I'm eating. It's just a regular, everyday lifestyle thing for me. So now, tomorrow, you know, I was telling Rusty, we're going to the buffet for Thanksgiving. So I know tomorrow it's just going to be natural for me to make healthier choices, and I'm not going to be binging on all the stuff that I haven't been eating because this is a lifestyle commitment for me. And I feel good with that.
And you don't have to do dishes tomorrow either.
And I don't have to do dishes.
Bonus.
Yes. So yes. So if you like, I can do scan the energy of the group, and this would be for everybody who's currently listening and anybody who listens to the recordings. All the energy will work the same, whether you listen to it now or 3 years from now, you'll still get the same benefit of the scanning and then do some clearing on some of the things that I see is going on for the group.
Absolutely. Go for it.
Okay. So what I would like, I'm going to ask everybody, first of all, to kind of quit what they're doing. You know, don't check your emails. Just, you know, no multitasking. Just really kind of be conscious with this process for yourself, because I want you to pay attention to what is going on with your body as I'm doing this, and also what ideas might be dropping in or insights might be dropping in as I'm doing some clearing for you. And so I'm going to ask you a few questions to help you get opened up, and I want you to just say yes out loud wherever you're at, if you can. If somebody's next to you, you know, you could say it to yourself. So before I get into the energy healing, I would like to ask the group if you are all willing to take the first step towards becoming more healthy and joyous. So if so, just say yes out loud or to yourself. Okay? And are you willing to start releasing that which no longer serves you? And if so, say yes. And are you willing to start to open up and to release the energetic blocks that keep you from starting or staying committed to weight release? And if so, say yes. Okay. So everybody just take a nice deep breath. You can close your eyes and relax if you want to. Okay. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to do see what's coming up for everybody physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, and what is blocking the majority of you or what you might be resisting in terms of starting a weight release plan or staying committed to it, okay? And then we'll do some energy clearing around that. Okay, so the first thing that I'm seeing in the physical category, what I see is the image of somebody drinking a drink with a straw. And so my sense with that is that there's a resistance to giving up some kind of drink that you drink with a straw. So it might be a soda, it might be lemonade, it might be a cocktail, it might be whatever that is. You're like, well, if I change my diet, I might have to give this up. So I'm going to help make that a little bit easier for you if you're open to start releasing that or feel more neutral about those kind of drinks. I'm going to go in and I'm going to start helping you move the energy right now. So everyone take a nice deep breath again. Okay, and just relax, and this is just going to take me a minute or so to go in and just notice what you're feeling as I'm doing this, okay? Okay, so what I did was start to remove some of the root causes to why you might be craving or addicted to that kind of drink, and just pay attention to how you're feeling and how things are shifting for you. Okay, so let's go into the mental area. And what I'm seeing for everybody is like, you're in a large body of water and a whirlpool has been created and you're being sucked down into this whirlpool and you're reaching up hoping that somebody will save you. And so there's a lot of fear, there's wanting somebody outside of yourself to save you. And it almost reminds me of that image. I don't know if you've seen the movie Journey to the Center of the Earth, almost like where you're getting, they got sucked down into this whirlpool, but in the end, they actually got propelled into another world on the other end. And so what I'm going to do is clear out any limited beliefs that are attached with this. So maybe the fear of the change, fear of what it might look like on the other side, fear of saving yourself, you know, you're the only one who can release the weight. Nobody else can do that for you. So everybody take a deep breath. And I'm going to go in and start clearing that one out. Okay, the third area I'm going to take a look at is the emotions, what might be some stuck emotions for you in terms of the weight release. Okay, so what I'm seeing here is that you're on some train tracks and a train is coming very fast, boom. And it hits you, and it's like you didn't see it coming, you were blindsided, some kind of surprise. And so I want everybody to think back to whether it's something they're dealing with right now or something in the past, something emotional for you that came up where you felt like you were just hit by surprise, totally flattened emotionally, and think about what that is and just be open to releasing that, okay? So another deep breath, and I'm going to go in and start clearing that out. Okay. And the last one is a spiritual area. And what I'm seeing for this is that that you are being wrapped up tight like a mummy, almost like a mummy being really wrapped up tight. And so there's this real sense of constriction that you can't breathe, you can't move, and that you're feeling really stuck. So, again, think about how this resonates for you in your life and any current situations or past situations, whether it's releasing the weight now, you're feeling stuck and you can't move forward with it, or any other situations where you just feel stuck and you can't move. And so I'm going to go in then and try to help you release that those feelings of being stuck and all those root causes. Okay. So another deep breath. Okay. Okay, so that is it for the group scanning and clearing. I know Rusty, I don't know if we have anybody live on the line. I'm just wondering if you know, if you felt any energies moving or got any insights or while we were doing some of that.
Absolutely. If anybody wants to call in, it's 347-205-9443, and Deb's here. For a little while longer, and just really amazing stuff. So answer this. When you did your scanning and you picked up, you know, the train wreck, I just thought was a great one, because for me I was like, oh, how do you discern that energy, not only virtually, but with as many people that are listening? How do you come up with one idea or one concept to kind of release?
Well, what I do, you know, if I'm looking at working with an individual, then I'm just looking at their energy. But for this one, I just call forth the group consciousness. So it's almost like an image of a person, and then everybody is kind of attached with a gold cord to that person, to the group image. And so spirit guides me, and they show me what the majority of the people in the group are dealing with. And I just really believe that, you know, every group that comes together has its own past and its own reasons for getting together. And everybody who listens to this call, either now or in the future, they're all chained together by similar backgrounds, and they were meant to be here to get some of this clearing.
Very neat, very neat. So tell us a little bit about, give us an example of a success story.
Oh, wow.
I know, that's always the hardest one. Nobody can answer because there's so many. Which one do I choose?
I know. Well, it's with the weight, you know, I'll talk about myself first. It's the weight release. It's a newer program. I've got clients on board that are starting to work it, and they're dropping the weight, and they're also feeling happier and getting less fights with their husbands, and they're doing better at work. And so the fabulous thing about it, it's a very holistic approach to weight release, because it's not just the physical weight, but it's the energetic weight as well. So that's why I offer a very unique approach to weight release, that if, you know, you've been doing all the physical things and that's not working, then you know it's time to look at the energies and see what's stuck with that. But it's a lot, you know, like we said, it's a lifestyle change. So the people that I work with, it's a gradual loss of the physical weight, but it's also the lifestyle mindset and it becomes easier and easier the more longer you do it.
Well, yeah, and like Jenga, which is one of my favorite games to play, you know, if you pull the right log out, the whole thing comes crashing down. But if you disassemble it according to the way it's set up, it actually is one solid piece. And so I think the emotional piece or the mental piece, if you start with one and try to work and bring in the other pieces, your whole entire life from work to play to not, you know, the weight release that you're looking for will come together.
Exactly.
And it's very powerful.
So for, and I don't know if I'm jumping ahead, but for those people who couldn't make the call live today and who would like to experience an energy scan, I am offering a free 20-minute energy scan for weight release for the first 10 listeners on the call. And so I'll put the link to that on the Blog Talk Radio page at the bottom. And then also, or you could go to my website, www.zen-mommies.com, look under free gifts. And if you're one of the first 10 to click on that link, then you get to enjoy a 20-minute scan and see what might be blocking you with releasing the weight. And I also have, you know, I've got a 90-day weight release program, and I've got a group program coming up in January that's going to be very powerful as well. So if you're really wanting to make this step for yourself and nothing else has worked for you, and you just really want to make this change for yourself, then I encourage you at least start with the 20-minute scan and see what might be going on with you.
Well, don't forget your radio show, my friend. Definitely put a plug out there for that.
Oh, yes, and please do. I do host the Zen Mommies radio show here at Blog Talk Radio, so all you have to do is do a search for Zen Mommies Radio, and that comes up. And I have guests come on that just talk about different ways that you can nurture yourself and release your stress. And it's not just for moms. It could be for dads. You know, it could be for teenagers, anybody who's got stress in their lives. And, you know, moms of all ages, too. You know, I've got older moms that say, well, I'm not a mom anymore. I'm like, no. Once your mom,
you're always
mom.
A mom.
You're always a mom. You've got different kind of stress.
How did that change?
I know. Just because you're out of the house doesn't mean your kids don't need you anymore.
That's right. Even though they like to fight you tooth and nail sometimes.
Yeah.
But,
yeah.
So is there any last note that you would like to give us, any kind of pro enjoy tomorrow and all of the goodies that will be displayed? And
yeah, you know, enjoy, just really, you know, try to enjoy the day as much as possible, watch the stress levels, watch the overeating. But, you know, I would also encourage everybody, don't keep saying, I'm going to wait till the holidays are over, or I'm going to wait till this birthday is over, because there's always going to be a holiday, there's always going to be a birthday, there's always going to be something coming up that's going to tempt you. And so if you want to finally get healthy, and I am talking, you know, getting rid of the aches and pains, as well as people have high blood pressure, high cholesterol, all these different issues that are really food and stress related, that if you really want to make that commitment to yourself to being happy and joyous and lighter physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, then, you know, take that first step. You know, take advantage of the 20-minute scan. Take a look at some of the programs I'm offering, because you're not going to see this kind of thing anywhere else. It's a really unique approach to the weight loss.
Absolutely, and I am so grateful that you spent some time with us today to really talk about what you offer, the services, how you're able to inspire people and help them get back on their own 2 feet, because we all need that. We all need a good reminder that it can happen. Here are different tools for your tool belt, and plug your information one more time before we end the show.
Absolutely. So the website is www.zen-mommies, mommies.com, and you could go to the free gifts tab to access the 20-minute free weight release energy scan. And the radio show, the Zen Mommies radio show, is right here at Blog Talk Radio. Just search for Zen Mommies. And
when does that air, actually?
Oh, I air every other Monday at 2 o'clock Central Time. So I actually do have a show next Monday at 2 o'clock where I have a person coming on who's going to be talking about meditation and different relaxation techniques.
Very cool. My favorite subject, meditation.
Yeah.
All right. Very cool. And I hope you have a wonderful time at the buffet tomorrow and enjoy the fact that you don't have to do dishes or cook. And you could probably even go in your pajamas still if you wanted to.
I won't go that far. But
make it as relaxing as possible.
Right. Well, thank you, Rusty, so much for having me on the show.
Absolutely, Deb. Take care. Thank you.
Okay. You're welcome.
What great tips and tricks. And definitely check out zen-mommies.com. I think Deb really has struck gold there. She's got some great ideas and really, really is dedicated to helping people release the negative energy that kind of keeps us all down. So check her out. Next week, we have Rebecca Norrington on. She is the host of Reality Spirituality. She actually found me somehow. I have no idea. And we did a radio show together a couple of weeks ago, and it was just so much fun. I wanted to have a part two, a do. So definitely chime in next week, because it's just a vibrant relationship that we have, and she has so much to share and talk about. And I think she'll really end the month of November on a high note. It'll be a lot of fun. So until then, know that I love you. Know that you're beautiful. Know that I'm grateful to have you in my life. We are now over 70,000 listeners all over the world, and I am still awestruck every week, but I'm grateful to you. And keep your comments coming in. Go to facebook.com/celiacroads, R-O-A-D-S, and chime in. Let me know what you want to hear and learn. We're almost done with the year 2013. So what do you want to hear for 2012? I'm already ahead of myself. Whew. What do you want to hear for 2013? And we'll make it happen. So happy Thanksgiving to all of those here in the United States celebrating. And for the rest of you, have a wonderful and beautiful day. Until next week, I'm out.
You're listening to Living and Thriving with Rusty. You're listening to Living and Thriving with Rusty.